Patient name, Vanessa. That's V-A-N-N-E-S-S-A. Last name, Zamora, Z-A-M-O-R-A. Date of birth is 3. Correction, date of birth is 8/31/05. Date of service, 4/27/24. This is an 18-year-old female patient. She is here due to a complaint of having a headache and a stomach ache. These symptoms are not ongoing today. She had them yesterday. Apparently, she had a stomach ache most of the day yesterday. Yesterday, she finished up her menstrual cycle as well. She said she feels as though she vomited more due to the headache she was having. She does have a history of migraine. There is no complaint today here at the office. She doesn't have any more cramping or abdominal pain. She is not nauseated. She's feeling fine, period, and a paragraph. Blood pressure 139/78, pulse 85, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 98%, current weight 147, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, non-drinker, non-smoker, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented. She's not in any distress whatsoever. She's feeling well today, period, new paragraph. H-E-E-N-T is unremarkable. There is no tympanic membrane erythema. There is no oral pharyngeal erythema. Neck is soft. There's no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur. Lungs are clear. To auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds are present and normal, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. A stomach virus now resolved, no medications will be given, period, new paragraph, headache. Yesterday she had a headache. She did not take any medication for this. I've advised that she gets over-the-counter products of Tylenol or Motrin or Excedrin migraine, or the like, period, new paragraph. The important part is when she gets a headache, she needs to take some medication. Period, new paragraph. No medications were given today. She is completely well at this point. I've told her that if the symptoms come back, that she can feel free to call me.